Good afternoon. Pastor Schaefer here. It is Monday afternoon. Hope everyone is well. Things are fine here and have been all along so far. As I have been interacting and keeping my distance from people out there in the world, I have noticed that there's a lot of fear out there. People are fearful. They're afraid. Because of this virus. And it's changing their behavior. People are being very careful to keep their distance. They don't want you getting close to them. They're concerned about, you know, you touching things. And you just see that. And you look in their eyes and you see that they are filled with fear. And this is what we're seeing in the midst of this crisis. Let me just share with you a verse from the book of Revelation. It's in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8. And this is, I think, a pretty good description of what we're seeing out there in the world. It says in Revelation 21 verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." And so in this verse, the Bible is describing the type of people that will end up burning in the lake of fire forever, people that have never trusted Christ as their Savior. They're called fearful and unbelieving. And that's exactly what we see there out in the world. Now, what about the definition of fear? Well, according to the dictionary, fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined. It's the feeling or condition of being afraid. So that's fear. That's what we are facing. And we don't want to be like that as Christians. We don't want to have a fear like that. We know the Lord Jesus Christ is our Savior. And as I have looked in the Bible, I looked up the word fear, I looked up the word afraid. And there's just so many times in the Bible where we're being encouraged not to fear and not to be afraid. And we're told in 2 Timothy 1:7, "For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So that fear is not coming from God, because God, He gives us power and love and a sound mind. And yet, the world is filled with fear, and even in the lives of some Christians that aren't setting their minds on the Lord Jesus and on the Word of God, they're not praying, they're not living for the Lord, they also can be filled with fear. And the devil wants to defeat us with fear, if he can possibly do it. Now, in the Bible, as I said, there are many places where we're told not to fear in the Bible. And let me just find something here for you in God's Word. Hold on. Yeah, as you study the word fear, the first time that word appears in the Scriptures is in Genesis chapter 9 and verse 2. And this is after God has created Adam and Eve. And this is much, much later than that, in Genesis 9 and verse 2, but it's early in the book of Genesis. It says, "And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air, upon all that moveth upon the earth, and upon all the fishes of the sea, into your hand are they delivered." So this is when God told those who were in the ark after the flood that they could now eat animals. So that's Genesis 9 and verse 2. That's the first time we find the word fear in the entire Bible. And in Genesis 15 verse 1 is the first place in the Bible where we hear the words "fear not." And it's coming from God here in Genesis 15 verse 1. "After these things the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And many, many times in the Bible we see those words, fear not, be not afraid, in the scriptures. I have some selected verses here that I'd like to read to you and maybe comment on these that talk about not fearing. It says in Isaiah 41, verse 10, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. So God is telling us not to fear. He's with us. Don't be dismayed. I'm your God, not some heathen idol. And God says, I'll strengthen you, help you, uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. What a tremendous promise here in Isaiah 41 and verse 10. And then let's take a look in Philippians. Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. The Bible says, be careful for nothing. In other words, don't be worried. Don't be fearful. Don't be apprehensive. Be careful for nothing. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So we're told here not to worry, not to fret. Instead of that, to pray. Joshua 1:9. God says to Joshua, have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So God is always there. He's with us. And we have no reason to be afraid. He is in control. And we know that if it's God's will that we do a certain thing, we don't have to be afraid of that, because God will be there to help us. John chapter 14, verse 27, the Lord Jesus says, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So the Lord Jesus gives us peace. We're not to be troubled or afraid like the world. Psalm 27, verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And the answer is no one and nothing. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. So when we're afraid, we need to trust in the Lord. We need to praise his word. Trust in him, the antidote for fear. Let's take a look in Hebrews. Hebrews 13 and verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. And then finally, this is a short one, Matthew chapter 5 and verse 36. Be not afraid, only believe. So just some thoughts about fear. We know there's tremendous amounts of fear out there. If you're listening to this and you've never trusted Jesus Christ to be your personal Savior and you're afraid, I have good news for you. If you can come to God and understand that you're a sinner before him and realize that Jesus Christ came to die on Calvary's cross for your sins, and then you put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus alone, trust only in him, not in yourself, your good works, religion, any of that stuff. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Placing all of your trust in him, the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Which is something that I did back in December of 1978. I got on my knees the best way I knew how, and I asked Jesus to forgive my sins and to come into my life and save me. And by doing that, I was born again. And I'm guaranteed now to go to heaven. I know what my destination is. It's heaven. And so sometimes, yes, I am afraid, but it's wonderful to know the Lord as your Savior and put your trust in him. And God has given me the peace that passes all understanding. I hope he's done that for you as well. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses of encouragement that we looked at this afternoon. We think of those who are out in the world, and there's tremendous fear out there. And help us as believers, Lord, to be that calming influence and to draw the unsaved to the Lord Jesus Christ, that they might see Christ in us, and that we would see revival in the midst of this virus crisis that we're facing. Help us to be like little Christs, representing the Lord Jesus Christ as his ambassadors during this difficult time. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, have a great rest of the day, and I'll be talking with you tomorrow. God bless you all. Goodbye.